Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here in temporary studios, as I've already mentioned. We're here in Glendale, Maryland, the Washington, D.C. area, and we're going to be all day Sunday, but tonight as well. Last night had a great meeting at the Faith Independent Baptist Church in Glendale. Pastor Pat Creed Jr. is the pastor. I'm very knowledgeable of the region, reaching out to this region. He's invited a lot of the other churches to come and join us. Hope that tonight will be as good as last night. And then on Sunday, we'll be at the Faith Independent Baptist Church at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 6 p.m. Come join us as we study Bible prophecy. Well, let's continue now talking with our broadcast partners. We bring to this broadcast table David Dolan with his Middle East News Update. A couple of items I want to bring together, David. There is an announcement from Avigdor Lieberman, who was the defense minister in Israel. He said that pro-Iranian forces are setting up terror infrastructure just north of the border with Syria and Israel in the Syrian portion of the Golan Heights. And meanwhile, there is an Iranian top general that's in Syria saying that they're waiting for the order to cross the border, come into Israel, and eradicate the Jewish state. Now, this is a pretty stark warning, is it not, David? And pretty intense at this point there in the Middle East.
Very intense, Jimmy. He's a senior member of the radical Iranian forces, the Revolutionary Guard, they call themselves. And it was an open, no attempt to hide what the goal was, to the destruction of Israel completely. He said, our forces are right there. They're ready to move at any time. And as you said, ready for that order. And he indicated that he believed that order would come. And he's a senior member of the general staff there, so he should know, indicating that the government of Iran, the radical Shiite Muslim regime that runs that country, has decided to go to war. And as I've been saying now for several months, Jimmy, they've been 5 years now building up their forces inside of Syria, aiding Syria, of course, mainly to fend off its Sunni Arab enemies and put down the revolt against the Assad regime, but all the while putting their own infrastructure in place, setting up their own bases, air bases. Israel struck again. Well, they didn't admit it was them, but we all know it was early this week, I should say, at the T4 base again, air base where Iran has its forces about 10 miles out of Damascus. There was a drone shot down that was fired by either Syria or Iran into the Golan Heights. And that happened. It's hot. It's a war, Jimmy, and it has the potential to become a full-scale conflict at virtually any moment, as the general indicated. Is all they have to do is get the order and go across. Now, there is heavy fighting going on today in Kenetra. The Syrians have begun their offensive there. The Israelis are on full alert against the possibility that that will spill over into the northern Golan Heights. Meanwhile, in the southern Golan Heights, we have Syrian refugees all over the place. Israel is aiding many of them, letting some in for medical treatment and shipping some supplies into them. Jordan's doing the same, but it's a very, very tense situation. Heavy Russian involvement, Jimmy, and that is the reason that Benjamin Netanyahu flew once again to Moscow to meet with Vladimir Putin to try to persuade him to call off the Iranians and the Hezbollah fighters that are down there to stop the heavy bombardments along the border, and certainly to get Iran out of Syria. That's the goal. He stated that again, and that is the goal. But, of course, Israel's also preparing for war, Jimmy. Heavy fighting going on right along the Golan border, and again, we've had reinforcements of Israeli military units in the region this week, and that's an ongoing situation.
David, you mentioned Kenetra. Are you talking about the community just 2.5 miles north of the Israeli border? And you said conflict. Is Israel involved in that conflict there in Kenetra now?
Not directly yet, Jimmy, but it could come at any moment. And certainly if there's any move by Iran or Syria to cross the border. Now, again, there was this drone sent across the border a few days ago that Israel shot down. That's an indication that they are going to take the offensive against Israel. But the fighting is going on between the Sunni Muslim rebel groups in Quneitra and their allies and the Syrian and Iranian and Hezbollah forces, but with Russian backing. So Israel's not directly involved yet, but they're right there along the border. They're expecting there will be trouble, and they've said if there's any move any further, any closer to the Israeli border, either on the ground, and certainly if there's any air infiltration, and that's what they're most worried about, of course, because that can happen at any moment and come from any direction, then we will be at full war, and that is the expectation, frankly, of the Israeli establishment, the military establishment, from what I'm hearing.
Well, as I understand it, Quneitra, 2.5 miles away from the Israeli border. I mean, you're right there. Almost you could take a slingshot and hit somebody over there that far, or that close, actually. This is a much concern. Just refresh everybody's thinking about Quneitra. That was an abandoned city because of the Six-Day War, was it not?
Exactly. It's been abandoned all these years, and it's part of the UNIFIL area. The United Nations has forces stationed there as a buffer between Israel and Syria and has had those for many decades. But this is a total violation of Syria's commitment not to put its forces into that zone, Jimmy. They say, oh, well, we're just cleaning up. We have these rebels that have taken over, even though it was an abandoned city. They set up operations there, basically, and took advantage of the fact that there were no Syrian forces there from the beginning of the revolt in 2011. And they're there today, but the fighting is heavy. It is right next to the border. The Syrians are not supposed to be in there by the UN ceasefire agreements. They're there. Iran is there. Hezbollah fighters are there. And Russian planes are operating right there along the border, Jimmy. It's an extremely tense situation. And, of course, it's likely to be the main topic that President Trump addresses with Putin when they meet on Monday.
You know, it's also very, very interesting that we're coming seemingly to the conclusion of the Civil War. It's a 7-year war that's been going on. Somewhere in the area between 500,000 and 700,000 Syrians killed in this conflict. And Bashar Assad now is probably going to have to change the focus, not on staying on top of the rebels and defeating them ultimately, but now to turn his forces against the Jewish people and the state of Israel. I hear reports that he's going to have to really be determined to make the Syrians hate Israel again so they can have a conflict, which fits, of course, right into Bible prophecy.
Well, and the Syrian army is made up mostly of members of the minority group that Assad is a part of, the Alawites. So there's very few Sunni soldiers in it, relatively speaking, compared to the fact that they're 70% of the country's population. They will obey whatever orders they get, and Syria wouldn't be able to do this, Jimmy. They would not be able to even threaten Israel right now because they have suffered a lot of losses in the conflict, their own internal conflict, if it wasn't for the presence of Russia and Iran. That is the key factor, and that is what may embolden them to take this move and possibly fulfill some biblical prophecy in the process.
David, you and I have talked about the desire of a group of Jews, mostly Orthodox, very religious Jews, which have been working for over 25 years trying to make preparations to put a temple up on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Now, I know that is a hot spot, a hot issue. If indeed Israel tried to take down that gold dome building, the Dome of the Rock, there on the Temple Mount, that would really spark World War III, I'm sure, the Islamic world coming into Israel to doing what they need to do to stop that. However, the Prime Minister this last week made a decision to allow some of the political leaders of Israel, in particular the members of the Knesset, to go up onto the Temple Mount and be able to visit that very sacred site. And now the right-wing politicos in Israel are simply dreaming of the fact of a third temple on Jerusalem's Temple Mount. That looks closer and closer, does it not?
Well, Jimmy, every time we've had a major Arab-Israeli bust-up, by major I mean the 67 war, the 48 war, the 73 Yom Kippur war, we've had major changes on the ground. And it just could be in the midst of this coming war, it seems to be coming, that there will be some changes on the ground in Jerusalem. Who knows what's going to happen? It could happen by stray bombs from the other side. It could happen inside of Israel. It could be anything. But there may be some physical changes up on the Temple Mount as a result of any war that strikes the whole country, and that is a very real possibility.
So thus, that would then lead to that dream coming true from the right-wing Israelis who want that temple on the Temple Mount.
Well, it certainly would open the door for that possibility. And, you know, again, it's not Israel starting this war. It hasn't started any of the wars. It's been attacked. Once again, it's threatened with attack. If in the midst of that, it, like it took Jerusalem in 67, it really takes the Temple Mount this time, or there's a physical change up there because of the action that goes on, well, then the door will be open.
Yes, absolutely. And all the preparations have been made, all the projects set to be fulfilled if that Dome of the Rock should come down or whatever the activities. We'll stay on top of this story for you because it is a part of the prophetic scenario for the end times. David Dolan is a man long service in the Middle East, over 30 years as a journalist, helping us to better understand the current events unfolding in this key region of our world. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Winky Madad is standing by. We're going to be talking about the Vladimir Putin-Donald Trump meeting and also the meetings prior to that with the Prime Minister of Israel and the King of Jordan. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.